let's now draw our attention to the Heidelberg Catechism, which is found in the Three Forms of Unity in your red books. We're on now on Lord's Day 47. We recognize the Catechism as faithful and helpful summaries of what the Bible teaches. And so in this section, we've been going through the different parts of the Lord's Prayer. That's recorded to us in passages like Matthew 6. And it's breaking it down clause by clause. What do we mean by that? What does the Bible teach us regarding those different parts of the prayer? And so we are beginning the first out of the six petitions. So Lord's Day 47, question and answer 122. And please respond to the question. What is the first petition? Hallowed be your name. That is, grant us first rightly to know you, and to sanctify and magnify, praise in all your works. Goodness, mercy, truth, shine forth. And further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that your name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. Congregation, some of you may be goal-oriented people. And goals are, by and large, good to have. Goals are the things that we want to accomplish so that we can turn that desire into a reality. Right? Goals help us to organize the habits and patterns of our lives, all for the direction of meeting that goal. Well, through this model prayer that our Lord is teaching us, first, how to approach God, which we approach Him as our Father. But then He gives us these six petitions, or really, you could also say six requests. These are the things that should shape our lives as Christians. And every one of us have different small-scale goals, right, in our life. But all of us in the church have one overarching goal and desire. And that is to know God and to make His glory known. To know God and to make His glory known. Or as Jesus says, our first request is for the Father's name to be hallowed. Now, when God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden, He commanded them to take dominion, right? To be fruitful and multiply. So Adam's overall task was to glorify God by making Him known throughout all of creation. To spread His glory. The whole purpose of the Garden of Eden was not just to stay in the garden, but to spread the glory of God to all of creation. Well, we all know that that did not work out. Right? The fall took place. The fall is what separates man from God. And thus man can no longer, in and of himself, walk with God or spread His glory. Only through the person and work of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, can man be restored back to God and seek to know Him and make His glory known. When you open up the book of Psalms, even the very opening psalm of our service, you see again and again this truth gripping the psalmists. Bless the Lord, you His angels. Bless the Lord, you His hosts. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Right? Wherever God's name is hallowed, creation is where it should be. Creation is where it should be. At peace with God and at peace with man. Wherever God's name is hallowed, creation is prospering in the right direction. All is well when God's name is hallowed. And we only see glimpses of this in this side of glory, right? We see glimpses of that restoration of what the fall, of the brokenness that came from the fall. Now, every time a sinner comes to Christ, God's name is hallowed. Whenever a family is worshiping the true God, His name is being known in creation. I say all this because every morning you wake up, you need to remind yourself that you too are a part of God's story of redemption. That one day, that is headed towards consummation. When God's name will be hallowed perfectly in all of creation. And it's hard to see that Especially if there are parts of our lives that are repetitive, mundane, it's the same thing over and over again. You wake up at the same time, you get home at the same time, and you rinse and repeat. But all of your work, when it is done for the Lord, is making His glory known. And Jesus wants us to have this grand desire of all of creation, as it should be, but at first it has to start with us. It has to start by us ordering our life for that goal, for that desire to make God's glory known. Christ wants us to pray for God's name to be hallowed so that it would become a stubborn conviction of our hearts, so that we can continue to order our lives guided by this priority. We want to know God through His Word, and we want Him to be known through us. We want to know God's love, and we want His love to be known through us. We want to know God's righteousness, and we want His righteousness and justice to be known through us. We want to know God's faithfulness, and we want His faithfulness to be known through us. It's our desire that our children, our spouses, our spouse, our co-workers, our neighbors, to see God's good character through our lives. Not because we're so good, but because we point them to the one who is good. We point them to the one who is merciful, who is faithful, who is kind. We pray that God's name is to be hallowed, because through the name of Jesus, we have been restored and are headed towards glory. Amen.